sleeping bags, and boxes of food lined the halls of the administration building at Cal State Fullerton. But students weren't preparing for the outdoors. They were protesting budget cuts and tuition hikes. And they say they aren't budging anytime soon.
It's kind of uncomfortable at times. I mean, it can get kind of cold in here, not really being able to shower. But I mean, for the most part, I think everybody's helped each other out to make it as comfortable as possible and relaxed as possible.
That's David Inga. He's one of the dozens of students that started the protest after President Milton Gordon refused to sign their statement. They call it a declaration to defend public education. Last night, six Cal State campuses joined the sit-in. Jamie G., a Cal State Fullerton student, was there for the event.
So last night it was so crazy. I've never seen so many students on this level before. There were students sleeping all the way through the back corridor and around through the lobby area, just sleeping bags and trying to like walk back to the bathroom. You had to be careful not to step on everyone.
And today, those students refused to be ignored.
You're standing up and you're taking charge, right? Standing up and taking charge, right? Yeah. Let's hear everybody say, standing up and taking charge.
Standing up, taking charge.
I think you can do better than that. Standing up and taking charge.
Standing up and taking charge.
Much better.
But university officials say they aren't the ones in charge of the slashed budgets. Christopher Bugbee, Cal State Fullerton spokesperson, says that students should be standing up to Sacramento instead.
The issue does not lie on the campuses of California's public educational institutions, but in fact lies in Sacramento.
Just last fall, tuition was raised 15% to reduce the budget gap, and students are worried that Cal State universities will face another budget shortfall. That is, if the legislature passes Governor Brown's proposed $500 million CSU budget cut. Amanda Smith, Annenberg Radio News.